It's Monday, October 1st, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is The Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV, Episode 21. I am joined by Bill Natras and Bradford Ben, talking about hacking AV systems. Bill Natras starts off talking about what integrators can do to make their systems secure.
Well, we always start with the education discussion, but why don't we just go over that? Get educated. Okay, great. Moving on from that, we got to remember, and you know, I'm not going to speak for any one individual manufacturer or anything like that. It's just across the board. You either have products that are pre-configured as they come out of the factory, or you got products that are bricks. I mean, they are the most elegant boat anchors you can think of, and we package them in really nice boxes with foam around them so that they get protected, but they do nothing when you get them. And what the manufacturer has to do is balance between how many technical support phone calls am I going to get because I can't figure out how to do something versus I pull the box out of the box, I plug it into the system, and I can start sending something through it, whether it's audio, video control, it doesn't matter. Is it possible that a authentication mandate could be put into products? Most definitely. And I think where some of this is evolving now is that the AV industry is just starting to, and the manufacturers within, is just starting to acknowledge what 802.1x is and understand that 802.1x is not a security, but it's a part of a security solution. Okay, I'm authenticating that device onto the network at the port level. I know what that device is. It is allowed to be on this network. The AV space is just learning how to deploy this, and we're not experts at it, but we've got some expert network security tools there to be able to leverage. And now manufacturers can start to leverage things like defaulting things to an on state for security and things like that. We are not going to stop the hacking thing. I mean, when I first read this article about, you know, what came out from DEF CON here this year, you do a search and you realize that, you know, companies have the products in the AV space have been getting hacked for years. And this is nothing new. And, you know, back to the educate discussion, if you are not actively updating firmware within your customers' products, the systems that you've deployed, you definitely have a fault in your mitigation plan for risk.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.